Welcome back to Yesterday's Dropouts. I'm Kavita Kadosa. This hour, we're asking, what happens to the millions of Americans who drop out of school? What are their lives like 10, 20, even 40 years after they leave the classroom?
No spin!
At Academy of Hope, a nonprofit adult education center in Washington, D.C., 36 graduates stand in blue caps and gowns.
Somebody said the left side for the tassel. Anybody remember? All right, left to right. Everybody on the left. First nine.
These students are receiving General Educational Development Diplomas, or GEDs. There are thousands of similar graduation ceremonies happening across the country, so it's no wonder the GED program is sometimes called America's largest high school. The numbers are astounding. GEDs accounted for approximately 12% of all high school credentials given out last year. For all the students at this graduation, going back to school has been difficult. They've struggled with unemployment, uncertain childcare, and learning disabilities. So for them, the GED certificate is much more than a piece of paper.
She says that I'm not dumb.
This is for my mother. She's seen how hard a life I had, and she's gonna cry more than anything.
Now I feel whole. I feel like it completed me.
The GED test was created so that our military veterans, whose education was interrupted by World War II, could get a credential and go on to college. 18 million people have passed the test since it was introduced in 1942.
I've been in the Navy a year when Pearl Harbor happened. I was sleeping in my bunk.
Dallas Jones, who's 90 years old, was one of the first. He's hanging out with some of his veteran buddies at the Armed Forces Retirement Home in Washington, D.C.
How long stay in? 30 years, 3 months, and 17 days. Counted to the last hour.
All right.
Jones grew up poor in North Carolina.
My parents were tenant farmers, so we were down the bottom rung of the ladder during the Depression.
He dropped out of school at 15 to help support his family. 2 years later, he joined the Navy and was at Pearl Harbor when it was attacked. After a few years of service, Jones decided to take the GED test and passed.
It's important, especially if you're down at the bottom, you've got to have an education. And the GED filled the gap.
After 20 years in the Navy, Jones went on to be a successful defense contractor. He was married for 60 years and raised 2 children.
I was glad to get the GED, which is equivalent.
It definitely is not an equivalent. It's not even close in terms of equivalence to a traditional high school diploma graduate.
That's Janice Lawrence, a professor at Temple University in Philadelphia. Several years ago, the Pentagon started questioning the value of the GED certificate. And in the 1980s, they asked Lawrence to investigate whether there were differences in outcomes between a military recruit with a high school diploma and a military recruit with a GED certificate. She found stark differences.
Traditional high school diploma graduates are much more likely to complete their enlistment term. For example, only 24% of them leave before completing a 3-year term. And the corresponding rate for GEDs is about 45%, so it's almost half of them don't complete their term of enlistment. That's a stubborn, stubborn trend.
This is a huge deal because each new recruit who drops out early costs the military tens of thousands of dollars in wasted training. So Lauren says those with GED certificates are now considered second-tier candidates. They're admitted sparingly. It isn't just the military that's noticed differences. Nobel laureate James Heckman at the University of Chicago in Illinois is writing a book about the GED test. He calls it an incomplete, misleading measure.
We're producing GEDs. It's like a factory where nobody asks what the final output is.
Heckman and his co-author, Tim Kautz, researched those final outputs. And what they've come up with isn't pretty. Kautz says compared to high school graduates, those with GED certificates
have lower earnings, they have lower employment rates, higher divorce rates, and also lower levels of health.
Heckman and Kautz argue the GED test is deceptive because it conceals problems. That's pretty strong language, but they have several examples. For starters, Kaut says including GED certificates in the national graduation rate hides racial inequalities.
So if you count GED recipients as high school graduates, the black-white gap in high school graduation rates has closed substantially. If you don't, there's been no progress in the last 40 years.
The GED test is often billed as a gateway to higher education. But it doesn't work quite that way, Kaut says.
We find that about 40% of GED recipients try some form of post-secondary education, but about half of them drop out within the first year, and within 6 years, only 1% earn a BA degree.
Critics say the GED test is just that, a test. High school is not just about academics. It's where students learn soft skills, those personal qualities you need to succeed, such as being disciplined and persistent, as well as how to work in a team, follow rules, and show up on time. That's why the GED test worked well for those early military veterans. It's because they learned those soft skills while they served. C.T. Turner with the GED testing service defends the test.
A lot of economists look at this and they punch some holes and they say, well, you know, maybe someone who earns a GED credential doesn't earn much more than someone who drops out, but this is not important.
He says what is important is that the test is a critical pathway, and without it, the approximately 30 million adults who don't have a high school credential couldn't even apply for most jobs or go on to higher education. In a sense, Turner is right. Thanks to government incentives, the GED test has become a ticket to most federal jobs programs, college grants, and for prisoners, a chance to get out of jail a little sooner. It's given many undocumented immigrants a better shot at staying in the U.S. But James Heckman with the University of Chicago says the GED test should be evaluated not on whether it opens all those doors, but on how many people go through them.
It's better than maybe nothing. But we're kidding ourselves, and we're also kidding them that GED is going to help them much.
Approximately 430,000 students passed the GED test in the U.S. last year. But that number is expected to be far smaller in 2014 when it undergoes what some adult educators call a radical overhaul. Molly Broad is president of the American Council on Education, which, along with Pearson, a for-profit company, oversees the GED test. She prefers the term dramatic transformation.
The competitive global economy requires our workforce to continue to raise the level of skill and education. The test is going to be better because we're raising the requirements.
Raising the requirements is the first major change to the GED test. It means the exam will be far more difficult, more critical thinking, more science, more writing. Students will also need to have more background knowledge. This change worries Lysester Johnson, who runs Academy of Hope. Because the GED test is becoming more difficult, she has to move from using mostly volunteer tutors to hiring professional teachers, doubling her current budget.
With the new GED, the depth of knowledge required, we need subject area experts in the classroom. For us, that's a huge financial burden.
Adult educators, like Johnson, say they're not against raising standards, but they say there's been no support or resources to help them implement these changes. In contrast, just in D.C., for example, when the K-12 system increased standards, schools got 4 years and millions of dollars in federal funds to help prepare. The second change is, next year, students will no longer be able to take a pencil and paper test.
The GED test on computer. Truly for everyone.
That's one of the upbeat advertisements announcing the changes.
The GED test on computer only requires basic computer skills. Pointing and clicking answers, dragging and dropping items, and basic typing ability.
But this change worries educators as well. Gloria Sward is from Palm Coast, Florida.
My students are reacting very fearful, very stressful, very confused. I have many students who do not have a computer, many students who do not even know how to operate a computer. They don't even know what a mouse is.
Even when programs offer computer classes, they often don't have enough of them. Stephen DeMeo teaches in the suburbs of Boston, Massachusetts.
We have about 1,000 students at the school where I teach, and we only have one computer lab. So at any given time, We only can put about 5% of our students on a computer.
Molly Broad says almost all jobs nowadays require minimal computer skills. And she says there are other advantages. You can register anytime online, better test security, and an instant report.
You'll get your score right away, whereas now you have to wait weeks and sometimes months to even know whether you passed it.
But perhaps the change that upsets people the most is this. In many states, the GED test is going to cost a lot more to take next year. In some places, including DC, the price will more than double, from $50 to $120. To get a sense of what this means, you've got to meet Claudine Edwards. She dropped out of school at 13 after having a baby, and when she did, her dreams of becoming a nurse evaporated. This is the third time Edwards has enrolled in adult education classes. She stopped coming the first time because of an abusive relationship. The second time, she took the GED test, and she failed.
I went to school every day, every day, every day. To this day, right now, I feel like I could cry because I really, really studied.
Now she's 53 and has come to Academy of Hope to enroll in classes. Edwards is like many adult learners, very fragile, with little confidence. She lost her job as a cleaner during the recession, and for 5 years she's been unemployed. Edwards relies on food stamps and her daughter pays her rent. She tenses when staff member Catherine Walsh brings up money.
So the last thing is fees, and it's $30 per term.
Can I bring in Friday or next Monday?
Yeah, okay. And actually you don't have to pay all at once. Right. If you want to pay $10 at a time, that's fine.
Edwards looks relieved. Then a few moments later...
If by chance I don't get the money, where I have to volunteer at? I mean...
Edwards is talking about the school's volunteer system of payment, where she can help to put away chairs and clean the whiteboard. That way she'll only have to pay a third of the fee, $10 for 3 months of classes. But Edwards can't afford even that. She'll have to ask her daughter for the money.
Can you give me a copy of this, of how much it is, so I can show it to a loved one so they can, because I'm not working. Mm-hmm.
Rosemary Lishka says this story is familiar. She's the director of continuing education at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. She says for her students, $30 or $50 is a huge amount of money.
It's a utility bill. It's groceries. It's gas. Many of our students buy enough gas to get where they're going to go on a given day, and then they buy it again as soon as they have to go somewhere else.
But C.T. Turner with the GED testing service calls the $120 rock-bottom pricing. He says right now, states just lease the exam, and they're responsible for all the extras.
They have to find someone to score the test, proctor the test, issue the transcript credential. All those things cost something.
Those extras will be included in the price of the new test. He says that's why it's going to cost more. But those reassurances are of little comfort to Valerie Ashley. She runs Southeast Ministries in Washington, D.C.
It absolutely frightens me. Will I even be able to maintain a program? I'm not trying to be like Chicken Little, but there are so many things that are unknown, unanswered, but they all have a dollar sign attached.
Many adult educators say the GED test is changing so fast with so little information and support because the students who will be affected are already so beaten down and vulnerable, they're not likely to advocate for themselves. Would this be happening, they ask, if we were talking about the SATs? Some states, including New York, Montana, and New Hampshire, have already announced they'll scrap the GED test as the high school equivalency exam and work with other companies. More than 40 other states are also considering alternatives. So, are there programs for adults that work? Everyone I spoke to talked about this wonderful model in Washington State that everyone else was copying. So in our next segment, we'll go there to see how it works.
I have a student that's now a general manager of a dealership, and I'm sure he's making two or three times more salary than I am.
You're listening to Breaking Ground, Yesterday's Dropouts. If you'd like to see how you do on the new GED test, we've got sample questions on our website, breakingground.wamu.org. I'm Kavita Kaduza.